Travel with Dermatol.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. For the past 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and allergies and PMS and angina and depression and anemia and psoriasis and all kinds of skin diseases that, among by other issues, by other standards, can only be called modern medical miracles. But in the world of the body and human biology is simply standard operating procedure because, friends, the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system always designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual for the human body. It's the way the body works. If you have questions about prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you've got health challenges you want us to help you address, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. You can always send me an email. Ben@ksco.com is the email address. Ben@ksco.com. Or you can check out my website, brightsideben.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you so desire. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Vicki and Debbie at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They're friendly, they're knowledgeable, they know all about the longevity products, and they know all about the longevity business too if that's what you're interested in. Thanks so much for joining us today. I want to continue our discussion on The Bright Side about acne. We've been talking about acne for the past few days, and certainly most of us can say that we can relate to acne, either for ourselves or for someone that we know. The American Academy of Dermatology figures that there's about 40 to 50 million people who suffer from acne, and they're not all kids either. There is a real phenomenon known as adult acne, and if you don't have it, you may know somebody who does have acne. There's a lot of things about acne that stand out for me, and I've been working with patients who have acne and formulating acne products for many years, both prescription and over-the-counter. I've been formulating prescription products in the pharmacy setting as well as over-the-counter products for treating acne. And do you know that to this day, there are only a few types of ingredients that are available for treating acne topically? There's something called salicylic acid, which is a relative of aspirin. Aspirin is technically acetyl salicylic acid, and salicylic acid is one of those topical ingredients that can be used to treat acne. It kills acne bacteria, and it can also dissolve the skin cells that can create plugs in acne-prone skin, both before the plug starts and even after the plug has already formed. I consider salicylic acid to be the topical treatment of choice for treating acne. And if you're interested in looking for a salicylic acid-containing product, you want to look for something that says 2% salicylic acid, either as a cream or as a cleanser, or actually you can use both cleanser or cream, depending on how severe your acne is. The second type of ingredient is something called benzoyl peroxide, and that's the one that's in most of the major products that are used treat acne. It's the pharmaceutical remedy for acne. It is on a topical, from a topical standpoint. And it comes in an over-the-counter strength as well. You can get a 10% strength with a prescription, and you can get a 5 or a 2.5% strength over-the-counter. And that's the ingredient that's in most of the best-selling products, including Neutrogena and Proactive, that one that you see commercials for all the time. Proactive is basically benzoyl peroxide-containing product. And, folks, if you're interested in using Proactive, save your money and go find a benzoyl peroxide product at the drugstore, because it's basically the same stuff. Benzoyl peroxide, like salicylic acid, works by killing acne bacteria and dissolving clogged pores. It's basically the same stuff as salicylic acid. At least it basically has the same effects as salicylic acid, with one exception. Benzoyl peroxide is a peroxide, which means it's generating unstable molecules. Anytime you see that word peroxide, whether it's benzoyl peroxide or magnesium peroxide or, of course, the famous hydrogen peroxide, you're talking about unstable oxygen. And unstable oxygen, like all unstable atoms, have to be stabilized. In the case of benzoyl peroxide, you have nutrients in your skin which will stabilize that unstable peroxide molecule, which ultimately means that you are going to be stressing out an already stressed system. If your skin is using its scarce resources to try to neutralize one of the drugs that you're putting on top of the skin, you're just basically stressing out an already depleted system. So for my money, I like salicylic acid. Benzoyl peroxide is definitely effective, though. It definitely works. I will say that. But personally, I recommend salicylic acid. It's a little bit easier on your skin. The other type of topical product that you can get for treating acne is generally called the retinoids, which is the scientific name for vitamin A. The retinoids are available, like benzoyl peroxide, on a prescription basis and a non-prescription basis. The most famous of the prescription retinoid creams that are used for treating acne is something called Retin-A. Retin-A is also notable because it's used for fighting wrinkles. I remember when I started off as a pharmacist after I graduated pharmacy school and went out to work at Kmart, we were dispensing Retin-A. That was back in the days when Retin-A was still somewhat novel. And we were dispensing Retin-A to kids for treating their acne. And I noticed that we would, the moms and the kids would come in, we'd dispense the Retin-A for the kids' acne, and then a couple weeks later, just the mom would come in without the kid, and the mom was wanting the kid's Retin-A prescription, because it turns out that Retin-A is not only helpful for treating acne, but Retin-A is also a very powerful wrinkle fighter, and that's because vitamin A has multiple benefits for the skin. Vitamin A can help clear up acne, and vitamin A can also stimulate proteins, stimulate collagen especially, so it can be used to treat wrinkles. It's actually got an FDA, Food and Drug Administration, indication for not just treating wrinkles, but literally for reversing wrinkles after they already happen, and that's pretty incredible stuff. A tube of Retin-A cream at its strongest, which is 0.1%, has about 30 milligrams of vitamin A in a tube. And that's the amount that would fit on the head of a pin. But that tiny little bit of vitamin A packs a really powerful punch. Not only can it help turn on collagen synthesis to help reverse wrinkles after they've already started or treat wrinkles preventatively, but it can also give you some nice exfoliation, some smoothing of the skin. It can keep skin cells from clogging up. It slows down the growth of skin cells that are growing too fast. Vitamin A in its Retin-A form can actually be used to treat skin cancer, or to prevent skin cancer. Vitamin A is, under normal circumstances, stored in the skin, and if you have some kind of dietary problem with vitamin A, either because you're not supplementing or eating enough vitamin A containing foods, putting it on the skin, putting the vitamin A directly on the skin, is a nice way to get vitamin A to where it's needed. Also, if you have some kind of fat absorption problem, and many people do, if you have fatty liver or gallbladder problems or lymph problems, it can be helpful to get that vitamin A directly on top of your skin. And that lymphatic condition is something to really consider, especially if you have acne. Remember, the lymph is this internal creek or river that flows carrying nutrients like vitamin A, as well as the residue of the chemical warfare that goes on every time we initiate a battle in our body, basically through the foods that we're eating. If you've got a clogged up lymph, chances are you're going to have some skin problems, and applying vitamin A directly to the skin is an extremely effective way to get that vitamin A to where it's needed. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're talking about skincare, and we're talking about all kinds of health issues, whatever you want to talk about, really. If you've got questions, 866-582-9933 is our number, 866-582-9933.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to The Bright Side, folks. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you hear, you can tell your friends that we're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network and on affiliates around the country, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to give us a call today, we welcome your phone calls on the Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Got a couple folks on hold, and we'll get to you here in just a moment. I want to continue a little bit more talking about acne. We've been talking about what I call the seven different types of acne. And type one, the first type of acne, is male hormone acne, androgenic acne. But as we've been hopefully reinforcing, we've been saying this a lot, androgens, male hormones, are not just in men. They don't just occur in men. Women make male hormones too, and androgenic acne, male hormone acne, occurs in women as well as it occurs in men. Typically, the teenagers, the kids who suffer from androgenic acne will be lean. They'll have more muscle mass, relatively more muscle mass than body fat. They'll tend to be athletic, maybe type A personalities, narrower features, longer fingers, longer toes, longer limbed. And generally speaking, they'll have all of the signs of higher amounts of male hormone, higher amounts of testosterone. As we said yesterday, the hormone insulin can act like testosterone. So if you're concerned about male hormone acne or androgenic acne, you may want to consider lowering your insulin load, eating foods that don't spike your insulin, more protein, more essential fatty acids. And as a rule, just as a general rule of thumb, eating foods that don't spike your insulin is just a nice way to live. For a lot of reasons, you'll lose weight, you'll feel better, blood pressure will drop, and if you have androgenic acne, you'll notice that your zits don't appear as readily. Topically, salicylic acid is one thing that you can use. Benzoyl peroxide is the drug treatment that typically you'll get a prescription for. Of course, Retin-A is a famous one. Retin-A, as we were saying before the break, also has benefits for helping stimulate collagen synthesis. So you can use Retin-A for two reasons. Number one, because it helps take care of acne. And number two, because it's got some nice anti-aging properties, helps smooth the skin, and helps not just prevent wrinkles, but can also, according to the FDA, help reverse wrinkles. But you don't need retinoic acid. Retinoic acid's nice, but the problem with retinoic acid is it requires a prescription. You got to go to the doctor. You got to do all the doctor things. Once a year, you got to go. Even if you don't need to go to the dermatologist, once a year you're going to have to go because your prescription is only good for a year. However, there is an alternative, and that's something called retinol. Retinoic acid is the most active form of vitamin A. It's the active ingredient in the Retin-A cream. But retinol, even though it's not as active or as powerful as retinoic acid, retinol can have some nice benefits. But you got to have a high concentration of retinol, R-E-T-I-N-O-L. Most of the department store retinol products are made with very small concentrations of retinol. You need to be somewhere around 2.5% to 5% if you're going to make a difference on acneic skin. You can also, in fact, you should also be supplementing with vitamin A, taking vitamin A orally, not just for acne, but for all skin care issues. Taking vitamin A can be helpful for dry skin. Vitamin A can be helpful for psoriasis and eczema and also for acne. I like my patients to be on 20,000 international units, 20,000 IU a day. Foods that have vitamin A are mostly animal foods, so if you're trying to get your vitamin A through the diet, make sure that you're eating meat and liver, butter, fatty fish. Eggs are a really, really good source of vitamin A. Plants make vitamin A. They make their own version of vitamin A. It's called beta carotene, and sometimes you'll see beta carotene as the source of vitamin A in various multiple vitamin supplements. It'll say in the nutritional facts, it'll say vitamin A, and then in parentheses it will say as beta carotene. The problem there is even though beta carotene gets referred to as vitamin A, it really is not vitamin A. The body can turn beta carotene into vitamin A, but not at a very efficient clip, and some people don't do it at all. Beta carotene is actually two vitamin A molecules that are stuck together, and there are enzymes in the human body that are supposed to be breaking that beta carotene into two parts of vitamin A, but it doesn't always happen. And the folks who have a problem turning beta carotene into vitamin A are mostly the folks that need the vitamin A. So if you are concerned with getting enough vitamin A, take real vitamin A, not the beta carotene. Vitamin A, by the way, has a tremendously important role to play in lots of different parts of the body. It's not just the skin. Vitamin A is important for the immune system. Vitamin A is important for bone health. It's important for liver health. It's important for eye health. It's important for protecting your skin from the sun. It's important for acne. On and on and on. A case could be made for the fact that vitamin A is the most important vitamin of all. Vitamin A, like vitamin D, is actually a hormone. and has its own little space on a cell membrane, its own little docking port, where it gets escorted into a cell, just like vitamin D. Remember, we've been talking about how vitamin D gets escorted into a cell and turns on proteins at the nucleic, genetic level. Vitamin A does the same thing. Vitamin A and vitamin D are almost like cousins. And actually, the vitamin D receptor and the vitamin A receptor, that little docking port, sort of cross-reacts, and vitamin D can affect vitamin A. Vitamin A can affect vitamin D, and it's a good idea, if you're supplementing, to supplement with them together. This is especially important, by the way, if you have any problems with fat metabolism, fat breakdown, fat digestion, fat absorption, and that means liver problems, gallbladder problems, pancreas problems, stomach problems. Pretty much all of us, when you think about it, are going to have some kind of compromise in our ability to absorb and utilize fat. So if you are taking vitamin A and taking vitamin D, or you're getting your vitamin A through foods and you suspect that you may have some fat metabolism problem, it wouldn't hurt to mix in some digestive enzymes like the Ultimate Enzymes or some pancreatic enzymes. Throw in some lecithin granules while you're taking your vitamin A and vitamin D. Take your vitamin A and vitamin D and all your fats with fatty meals, because as you're eating your fatty foods, you're going to be turning on all of your fat processing systems. You'll be turning on your bile, you'll be turning on your pancreatic enzymes, you'll be turning on your liver production of certain substances that help break up fat. So take your vitamin A and take your vitamin D and take your essential fatty acids also, and your vitamin E and your vitamin K and any other fatty nutrients with fatty meals. You see, there's so many places that we can work. No matter what your health crisis is, no matter what your health challenges are, if it's something as seemingly minor as acne or seemingly as severe as heart disease, there are so many different avenues that we can approach this at. Yesterday, we talked about zinc, and vitamin A and zinc work together as well. And by the way, zinc is also important for sugar metabolism, so zinc has several other places where it can help improve acneic skin. Recently, I just got this article from the Journal of Molecular Biology. This came out on July 1st. Zinc may perform a protective function for those with type 2 diabetes in healthy people who have normal levels of zinc. The insulin-producing cells work, but in folks who don't have, or somehow have some kind of compromise in their insulin-producing cells, zinc can act to help support insulin production. So zinc has got some really interesting roles to play, not only for taking care of acne. Yesterday we talked about how zinc is involved in the male hormone system, and it's actually involved in all sex hormones, but zinc can also be helpful for treating acne through this diabetes connection by helping support insulin secretion. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you are on hold, stay there. If you'd like to talk to us, we do have a couple open lines. And we'll get to some more good health information and your phone calls when we come back from this break. Don't go away.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. for fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the online edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, why you can't eat just one potato chip. Apparently, fat in food stimulates a brain hormone that's similar to marijuana, an endocannabinoid, that makes you keep eating the potato chips. And this just underscores that whole idea of being hardwired to eat certain foods. That's why I don't believe in willpower, folks. I don't like willpower. I don't like the idea of willpower. To me, willpower sounds like there's some kind of battle going on against your wiring, and it makes much more sense to outsmart your hard wiring. If your body's craving fat, give it fat. Just don't give a potato chip fat. Give it essential fatty acid kinds of fats, the kinds of fats your body can use. Essential fatty acids are not stored. Essential fatty acids are used for activities. Essential fatty acids are turned into master hormones, hormones that have a regulatory effect on other hormones. Essential fatty acids are used by the brain. Essential fatty acids are used by the nervous system. If you are craving fatty foods, up your dose or even start a essential fatty acid supplement program. Get yourself on the ultimate EFAs for longevity. Take 3 a day, up to 6 a day, up to even 9 or 12 a day. Take as much essential fatty acids as you need to make sure that you're not having fat cravings. Take as much essential fatty acids as you need so that you don't need any moisturizer for your skin. Take as much essential fatty acids as you need if you're a woman, to the point where you don't have menstrual cramps. And in fact, those are the three main ways to dose yourself with essential fatty acids. Number one, till your cravings are gone. Number two, till your skin doesn't require a moisturizer. And number three, for women, if you have menstrual cramps, you want to dose yourself with enough essential fatty acids so you no longer have problems with cramping on your periods. Okay, our number is 866-582-9933. Let's see what Kim in Florida has to say. Greetings, Kim.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for taking my call. Yesterday, all in a hurry, so I couldn't ask a final question. And my question was white willow bark, as far as the pain when I get the TMJ symptoms. And I have some here. It says standardized. So is that anything that could possibly help, and should I get the unstandardized one?
Well, you know, there's a couple questions. First of all, white willow bark is a herb that contains salicylic acid. Interestingly, we were talking about salicylic acid earlier in the program, but it has such a tiny little bit. Depending on how severe your TMJ is, it may or may not work. But your second question is really interesting, that whole idea of standardization. And there's two ways to look at standardization. For our listeners, a standardized herbal extract is an extract that has a certain amount of whatever is deemed to be, whatever is considered to be the active ingredient, is standardized to be a certain amount. So, for example, with saw palmetto, they feel like the phytosterols need to be at a certain percentage, 70% or so. So you'll find with saw palmetto, on the side, it'll say standardized to 70% phytosterols. The problem with standardization is sometimes it's not just that active ingredient that's doing the work. Sometimes there's other factors, they're called cofactors, that help support the active ingredient, and standardization doesn't really tell you anything about those cofactors. So standardization may or may not be beneficial for you when it comes to white willow bark. White willow bark is a mild, super, super mild pain reliever because of its aspirin content, but it has such a tiny little bit. I don't know, Kim. I don't think it's going to do much good for you, depending on how severe your TMJ is. It's probably benign. It's not going to have a lot of toxicity associated with it, so it might be something you want to try. But personally, I'd be using some other things. I think I told you yesterday about deep breathing, oxygenation. Working on relaxing the muscles is very helpful. And that's not just true for TMJ, which obviously involves clenching, or may involve some clenching, but it's important for all kinds of relaxing effects. Oxygenation, focusing on muscles, thinking about relaxing the muscles, meditation, all of these are ways that you can relax muscles, whether it's in the jaw or any other part of the body. And then there's some nutritional muscle relaxants. We said yesterday magnesium is probably the most important of the nutritional muscle relaxants. Omega-3 fatty acids can have a relaxing effect. Vitamin E might have a relaxing effect. Your fat-soluble nutrients in general, and magnesium, while it's not a fat-soluble nutrient, is an honorary fat-soluble nutrient because it does require an adequate secretion of certain fat-dissolving substances from the digestive tract for absorption of magnesium. So if you're taking magnesium, take it with your fatty meals, take it with your essential fatty acids, and maybe take it with some fat-absorbing enzymes. And thanks so much for calling from Florida. Hope we helped you out there, Tim or Kim. Let's go to Gail and see what she has to say. How's it going, Gail?
Ben, thank you for taking my call. I'm a 56-year-old woman. I had 8 children, and I went to the doctor the other day, and I was diagnosed with a prolapsed uterus. And, of course, they wanted to sign me up for surgery, and I'm just wondering, is there something else I can do?
How bad did they say how badly is prolapse?
It is just very beginning. The cervix is just coming down.
Okay, so prolapse uterus is basically, you know, the uterus is usually held in place with muscles and tissue and ligaments. Prolapse uterus. And you said you had 8 kids?
Yes.
Wow. So, I mean, that's not unusual that the uterus would kind of slip out of its normal position, which is basically what a prolapse is. A couple things you might want to try if you don't want to do surgery, and I don't know how badly the uterus is prolapsed, so I can't tell you that this is going to be a complete cure-all. But a couple things you may want to try. Do you know about Kegel exercises?
Yes.
You might want to try doing some Kegel exercises, and that doesn't exactly work on those specific muscles, but they may have a beneficial effect. And then there's also things that you could do that will reduce inflammation. If there's any kind of, if the prolapse is secondary due to some kind of inflammation, anti-inflammatory substances, anti-inflammatory nutrients might help, vitamin E, omega-3 fatty acids, those are pretty wonderful, pretty powerful anti-inflammatories. Vitamin C, of course, has some anti-inflammatory effects. And when it comes to inflammation, maybe the single most important thing you could do is reduce your intake of insulin-spiking foods. Once again, those insulin-spiking foods have a certain kind of relationship to poor health in general, but they also have a relationship to inflammation. So reducing your intake of insulin-spiking foods or helping your body process those foods with zinc and chromium and vanadium, also vitamin E and vitamin C, as we mentioned. So those are some strategies for you. But it is a little bit difficult to try to pull that uterus back up, depending on how far down it's prolapsing. It's going to be difficult just to use nutrition alone to tighten up the muscles and the tissues, but it's certainly worth a try, and I would always try to exhaust all of my alternative possibilities before I let them cut into me. And, you know, we have this kind of blasé attitude about surgery, but it is a very, very dramatic kind of thing for the body to have to go through a surgical process, whatever that is. As soon as they cut you open, all kinds of emergency signals are sent through the body. Stress hormones go up, and it creates a real difficult situation for the biochemistry of the body, all surgical procedures. So don't let them cut you as if it's something that's just a routine sort of thing. There's no such thing really as a routine surgery. Once you're cut open, that creates all kinds of emergency alarms in the body, and you want to really use surgery as a last resort. So see if those nutritional strategies help for you. Try doing the Kegel muscle contractions, even though that's not specifically for the uterus. That may provide you with some benefit, and good luck with that. Thanks for calling, Gail from Minnesota. All right, Scott in Michigan, real quick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, yeah, thanks, Ben. For about 10 years, I smoked marijuana, and about 7 months ago, I quit. I developed a bit of a cough and a little bit of a wheezing problem, and I still, what I'm looking for, vitamins or some sort of something that can help me with the cleansing out of the lungs. I've heard about internally IV of hydrogen peroxide. That seems a little drastic. Any thoughts?
Yeah, IV of hydrogen peroxide is usually used to treat cancer, actually. It doesn't sound like you have that problem. I don't know. That does sound a little bit dramatic. I don't know if I'd go so far as to having an IV drip of hydrogen peroxide, but if you're interested in IV, there's a lot of great things you could do to protect your lungs intravenously, and there's also a lot of good things you could do to protect your lungs, to help heal your lungs, and to help detoxify from a nutritional standpoint. We got to take a break, Scott. Stick with us. We'll continue our discussion on how you can help heal your lungs and detoxify using supplements, and take your calls at 866-582-9933 when we come back from this break. You're listening to The Bright Side on Genesis Communication Network. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business. And, of course, you can always call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Debbie and Vicky at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's liquid nutrition. Comes in a powder. You add it to water, and it tastes great. It's got a big, healthy dose of the B-complex, the vitamins and vitamin C, and, of course, it has all of your minerals, including the trace minerals in colloidal format. And as I say, the best thing about it is it tastes great. It's great for kids, too. You can add it to your smoothies to up the nutritional value of your smoothies and increase or improve the taste of your smoothies. And it's really, really economically priced. 866-735-2470 is the number for Phyllis and Andy, or Nasima and Rachel, or Vicky, or Debbie. All right, we're talking to Scott in Michigan about smoking. Is Scott there still? Do we have Scott?
Yes.
Hey, Scott. Okay, a couple things for you. First of all, NAC, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC at the health food store, whether you're smoking or whether you're an ex-smoker, if you're getting sick on a regular basis, if you want to improve your immune system, if you want to detoxify, if you want to protect yourself from mercury in your fillings or from radioactive iodine, from nuclear power disasters, just as a general all-around protecting supplement, nothing beats N-acetylcysteine. NAC. If you're smoking, after every cigarette, you may want to take 100 milligrams of NAC. You can take 1,000 milligrams or 1,200 milligrams of the stuff a day. It's basically non-toxic. And you get it pretty much at the health food store. It's called NAC, N-acetylcysteine. Along with that, you want to make sure that you're getting enough glutamine, G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E, glutamine, and then also glycine. And between glutamine, glycine, and the N-acetylcysteine, that will help your body make its most important cigarette smoking or marijuana smoking or any kind of smoking detoxifier, and that is glutathione. And that's what we're trying to do, is build up our glutathione levels to help protect against some of the negative effects from cigarette smoking or any kind of smoking or breathing any kind of toxicity. Upping your glutathione levels, upregulating your body's glutathione. Glutathione is made in the liver. If you have problems with any kind of liver problems, you're going to have a glutathione problem. So glutamine, the amino acid glutamine, glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E, and N-acetylcysteine. Those are three things that you want to be taking. And then also you want to take high doses of vitamin C, not just if you're recovering from 10 years of smoking, but if you're smoking. In fact, after every cigarette, you want to be taking 50 to 100 milligrams of vitamin C, minimum. You can take a lot of vitamin C. You may want to put it in water and swish it around in your mouth so you help detoxify some of the effects of the cigarette smoke in your mouth and on your tongues and in your throat. Gargle with it and then drink it down. So 50 to 100 milligrams of vitamin C after every cigarette. If you're just recovering, if you're trying to protect yourself from some of the long-term damage of smoking, but you're not smoking now, get yourself on 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You can take super high doses of vitamin C without having any toxicity. Maybe a little diarrhea is about the worst thing that'll happen. Vitamin E is also very, very protective for the lungs for cigarette smokers, and also its partner, which is selenium. Vitamin E and selenium work as an antioxidant tandem. You can take about anywhere from 400 to 800 international units of vitamin E a day. I'm going to talk at length about vitamin E tomorrow because that's a really fascinating supplement that we don't hear a lot about, and lots of Americans are deficient in vitamin E. According to the Center for Disease Control, over 90% of Americans don't even get the recommended daily allowance of vitamin E. So making sure that you're getting vitamin E can be helpful. Vitamin E, as we'll talk about tomorrow, comes in two forms. It comes in a tocopherol form, and that's spelled T-O-C-O-P-H-E-R-O-L, and a tocotrienol form. And they're both important. You're not going to find tocotrienols unless you really look for them, because they're not found in very many supplements. But there's a lot of literature that talks about that tocotrienols as being even better antioxidants than the tocopherols. For my money, I'm taking both, and I'm taking them as mixed tocopherols and mixed tocotrienols. Listen in tomorrow, Scott, because I'll be going into the vitamin E at length. And then last but not least, to help kind of clear out some of the residue, some of the tars and the stuff that can stick in your body after you smoke. And by the way, marijuana smoke has just as much tar and just as much sticky stuff, resiny stuff, as tobacco smokes. A lot of folks who are smoking pot think that it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Smoking pot, smoking anything, is one of the worst things that you can do for your body mechanically. I'm not talking about the drug effects of marijuana. I'm not going to even address those. I don't think that's anybody's business. If people want to dose themselves with marijuana, if they want to take a marijuana drug, it's certainly none of my business, and it's not the government's business to tell you what to do. However, that being said, the resins and the tars from smoking marijuana cigarettes or bongs or whatever you're smoking is really, really nasty stuff. And there are supplements that you could take to help clear up some of those tars. Chlorophyll supplements, either as liquid chlorophyll or chlorophyll capsules, those can be helpful. Spirulina, chlorella, algae, those are wonderfully detoxifying. Zeolite and bentonite can also help detoxify the system, help clear out some of the residue that's caused by cigarette smoking. And let's see if there's anything else I can think of. That should about cover it. I'm sure I'm missing something, but that's a good place for you to start, Scott. Good luck with that. God bless, and I hope everything works out for you. All right, got a couple more minutes to talk to you at 866-582-9933. Who's next, John? Eric in Texas. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, this is Eric in Austin. It's good to talk to you, Dr. Ben. I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I wonder if you have your previous caller about the cleaning out the lungs. Have you ever heard anything about inhaling hydrogen peroxide?
Yes, I have heard. Oh, no, I have not heard about inhaling. I'd be very careful about inhaling hydrogen peroxide, and I'll tell you why. Hydrogen peroxide releases a free oxygen atom. That's why it's called peroxide. It has a little extra oxygen atom. And I'm not sure about inhaling it if you create some kind of problem, if the volatility of that oxygen would be more problematic than beneficial. So I don't know anything about it. I'm going to have to look into that. I had not heard about inhaling it. I have heard about intravenous hydrogen peroxide and using that for cancer, and there is some good literature that supports that, and certainly food-grade hydrogen peroxide, putting a few drops in water, that can be beneficial, but I have not heard about inhaling it. I would be a little bit careful about the volatility of the oxygen, but I have to look into that a little bit more. So the answer to your question is I don't know.
Okay, and then have you ever heard of solar gazing, and what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So I haven't heard of that term, solar gazing, but if you're talking about looking directly in the sun, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, there are some really interesting benefits to that, especially first thing in the morning. You know, melatonin levels, there's a relationship between melatonin and serotonin. Melatonin is a very important brain chemical. It's got some wonderful anti-aging properties, and melatonin levels rise as you during the night when we fall asleep, and then what's supposed to happen when we wake up in the morning is all that melatonin gets converted into serotonin via the action of the sun. However, because a lot of us are afraid of the sun, or we're wearing sunglasses, or we're not getting as much sun as we should, we don't get that melatonin into serotonin conversion, and that's one of the reasons why people are having problems with serotonin levels. And the best-selling drugs, among the best-selling drugs, are so-called serotonin drugs, drugs that help your brain make or keep serotonin active. So solar gazing, although I haven't heard of that term, looking directly in the sun first thing in the morning can give you some interesting improvements in mood and energy as that melatonin gets converted into serotonin via the action of the sun. As you're looking directly into the sun, the rays of the sun go through your eyeballs and go into a center part of your brain that's called your pineal gland. And in that gland, you get this conversion of melatonin into serotonin via the action of the sun. So yes, sir, I have a very positive feeling for what you call solar gazing. I hadn't heard of that term, but I just call it looking directly in the sun. Personally, I don't wear sunglasses for that reason, and I don't recommend anybody wear sunglasses. There's an important reaction that happens through the activity of the sun in combination with hormones and hormone effects in the brain. And in order for that to occur, the rays of the sun have to penetrate through your eyeballs and go into your brain. So solar gazing, as you call it, can be something that can be very beneficial in my humble opinion. Thanks so much for calling, Eric from Austin, Texas. And thanks to all our other callers today. That's all we have time for on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, I highly recommend that you do learn more about them and make a decision whether you want to use them or not based on information that you can get from my website, brightsideben.com, or from Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Vicki and Debbie at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about my personal favorite product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.